Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike Clemens, XM Sirius Satellite Radio, and joining us here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is time to learn, Mike. I got my pen and paper. Let's do this.
Hey, Kevin. How are you, man?
Doing great. How about you?
Good, good. Looking forward to this game. Yeah. I get more excited about preseason football than most people. And part of it is because, you know, Mark Murphy answered my question when I said, you know, why are you guys messing with a 16-game regular season schedule? You got a perfect product right now. And if you need a game 17 or 18 to raise revenue, why can't other teams do what you did and build a title town or what Robert Kraft did with the Patriots Village several years ago? You know, it's like, look, understand that your stadium is a mecca, a magnet for traffic, and maybe you can have some external revenue that way rather than ask the players to play another regular season game, you know, mess up the record books, all those kinds of things. And Murphy, I thought, was pretty direct, and he said, well, let's face it, there's a lot of franchises. You know, there isn't that kind of history or feel around the Jacksonville Jaguars stadium, you know, down in Jacksonville. I mean, it just happens to be downtown, and that's about it. Maybe they could make a district down there, but it's not like they own all that land down there. Maybe the same thing you could say about, you know, Wilson Stadium up in Buffalo. But he also said, you know, our preseason games aren't very well attended, you know, and we're not playing our starters. Well, it's like, but I don't think these NFL owners understand if they – Murphy made it sound like they've got a pretty good deal with, they think they could get the players to agree to 17 regular season games so that they could get better attendance and more juice and more TV revenue that way. And then they would, as a balance to that, they would offer the players, okay, we'll only go do two preseason games instead of four. If you're a coach and if you're a player trying to make one of these teams, you've just taken away 75 snaps per game. You know, I mean, opportunities to make the team. And what's so interesting is one of the most compelling programs about football, Hard Knocks. Have you seen the one with the Raiders yet? It's crazy.
Oh yeah, Mike, it's my favorite show, man. Gruden's nuts.
Well, that show does such a good job of showing what's going on right now, man. Mm-hmm. These guys are trying to make the team. They're trying to live out their dream. I was watching an Eagles game because I watch all these pieces in games because it's a precursor to what you're going to see later in the year when guys start going down and they start bringing up guys from their practice squads to say, oh, I saw that guy in August. There's 4 or 5 years ago. I called Bill Michaels and I said, did you happen to see the Raiders preseason game? No. And I said, they've got a quarterback wearing a number 4 who, when he's on the sidelines, he's getting the defense all jazzed up. When he's on the field, got a rock under his arm. I said, this Derek Carr, the kid of David Carr, this kid's going to be a quarterback. Oh, okay, all right. You know, I think that's when they had Matt Schaub. I mean, you can find guys like that in the preseason. Same story with Dak Prescott. Nobody thought that Tony Romo was ready to hang it up then. Well, that's the kind of guys that you discover. If the NFL did a better job of selling these games while it's on, Ross Tucker, who I know we've had on the station, he's the color guy for the Eagles games. And in the Eagle preseason game last week, that's what he was doing. He was explaining, see this kid, he's from here, he's from here, he's got connections to the team, they've got a need here, he's got to have a big series now if he's going to make the team. And if they did a better job of explaining that during these broadcasts, then I think people might get a little bit more interested in it.
It's a matter of learning. It's interesting because it's a matter of learning stuff about players and about situations and that they're in a bubble, right? Like, to prepare for a preseason game is completely different than preparing for a regular season game. Those are guys wearing green and gold jerseys, but for the most part, you don't have a frame of reference from previous seasons. So I'm with you. As someone that does these things, I think it's tough, and I think it's a service that you have to provide. Like, you learn things. Like, Mike, you know things. I learn things from you, and then I learned from research that, for example, James Crawford. You know who his uncle is?
Jamal.
No.
Charles Woodson.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
there's a thing.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that story. Sure. No, they're right. Those are all kinds of connections there. I guess I had to reinforce that Sean McVay, the head coach of the Rams, here he's now going to have a joint practice with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the field, and they did a great flashback to remind you that his very first job in the NFL was a gopher for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and John Gruden.
That's a nice way of putting it, is the way as Gruden described him last night, or two nights ago, Mike.
I'm not going to go into the details, because that's for HBO. But, you know, and because Gruden was the same way. Gruden was the guy picking up Brett Favre at the airport, you know, as a gopher back in 92, you know, when he was up here in Green Bay. So tonight they're taking on the Ravens. Aaron Rodgers will take some snaps. Actually, the both first team offense and defense, they're going to get some snaps.
And we may have lost Mike there. Mike was on the Rodgers fringe. There he is.
Okay, you got it there now?
Yeah, we got you, Mike.
Aaron Rodgers, Ryan, if you got that cut, he was talking about what he anticipates tonight against the Ravens defense.
I feel comfortable, but we're going to have to handle a lot because they do have a great scheme and they bring a lot of different things at you, great personnel. Not sure how much they're going to play all their guys, but it'd be a good test for our first time running this offense in another stadium on the road against a really good defense.
Ravens got some new faces on there. You know, Terrell Suggs is no longer with the team after almost like 15 years. He's now with the Cardinals. And, you know, they gave up Za'Darius Smith, who goes against his old team tonight as the outside linebacker for the Packers. On the Packers defense, a big question mark right now with Kevin King out with a hamstring injury and doesn't seem like he's getting back on the field anytime soon, is who's the other corner opposite of Jaire Alexander? And I think a lot of people are surprised that it's Tony Brown. I'm not. I mean, you know, he didn't have the best 40 time, been with a couple of different teams, but he has really played solid for Mike Pettine. And listen to the praise, because he's doing a lot of trash talking out there too during practice, but he's very approachable in the locker room. But listen to what Aaron Rodgers had to say when he was asked about, what do you think about Tony Brown out there at defensive back and the trash talking he's doing during practice?
He's loud. I love Tony. Tony is a really great part of the locker room. If there's ever a time when you really need a little inspiration during the day, just look over at Tony, because he's probably doing something, dancing, singing, rapping, listening to something, mixing up with somebody. He just got a great personality and brings a great energy to our team. You don't really have to get him wound up too much, because when we're out there, he's hyper-competitive, and he's played really well. I give Tony a lot of credit. You know, I think he's continued to improve his entire time being here. What a lot of people don't see, and I'm going to brag on Tony here for a little bit, is, when I'm leaving here some nights, Tony's still working out. He's still, doing something in the back in the weight room, or he's watching something. He's always working. I mean, this guy is in here early and he leaves late, legitimately, not like the, hyperbole of what it means to be a, certain type of player in this league. Like, I can vouch that Tony is usually probably the first one in here and one of the last to leave.
If you got Aaron Rodgers saying that, boys, you're going to be on not only making the roster, but probably first team.
Oh, yeah. Mike, one thing I've noticed, are you noticing anything different about Rodgers? Not really on the field, but off the field. He's given praise to a lot of guys. Hear him talking with Tony Brown, who I've heard he's been challenging a lot in practice and going after as well. But he seems like he's really becoming a better teammate, in my opinion, at least.
No, I think he's still got a high criteria as to what he wants from these guys.
Yeah.
He had some praise for MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and he was actually pretty honest to say, look, Donald Driver set the tone, and then Jordy Nelson, and now Davante Adams, that when you're a receiver, there's a number of things that you do in your technique, the way you run out, plays after you receive the pass. all kinds of things that the quarterbacks are looking for, that Favre looked for, and now Rodgers does. And he said, you know, you could see these guys that aren't running out after a play. They're not finishing routes. And if you do that in practice, how can you be consistent that way in the game? And he said, you know, the rookie sort of started, you know, trailing off on that around November. And so then you start seeing the passes not going to him in the games. And so he said that, you know, he's come around, he's working harder at it, and he's going to be, you know, they really need him. Now, he's about 50-50 on the long ball with him for whatever reason. MVS has got good hands, but there's just a few times where, gosh, you know, he's so tall. I mean, he's almost like, you know, Randy Moss Jr. out there with his height and his speed. But, you know, he hasn't always been able to connect with Rodgers, but that's going to be a key element. If they can get that play action going and everyone's, you got double teams on Davante Adams, if you got MVS, you know, down the left-hand sideline, that's the goal route that they're going to be looking for big chunk plays.
Sounded like Jimmy Graham had a pretty solid practice yesterday. I heard about the post route or something he caught in the end zone. Are you expecting him to have a big year or a bounce back year, Mike, or do you think it's going to be much of the same as last year? Maybe he's lost a step.
Yeah, I kind of think it's much of the same. They keep promoting it. I mean, you know, when he had the thumb injury, that didn't help him either in the middle of last season. I thought that, frankly, he and Rodgers looked better in training camp a year ago than they have this time. But there's times that maybe that they haven't shown us some things. They had a really good red zone the other day where they got touchdowns to both Davante and to Jimmy Graham and MVS. And quite frankly, Rodgers was so hot. I mean, he was just throwing such lasers.
Yeah.
That's probably what made that period go.
So this is a question that we've been asking all throughout this morning, talking about the preseason. And I know you addressed this a little bit earlier, where it is difficult for someone trying to make a roster or make an impression if they have fewer chances to do it. But do you think league-wise, like around the league, would it be a smart thing if they end up cutting back on those games? It doesn't help the players, but does it help the league product, the quality?
Well, as I say, I think it would help the product is if you did a better job of explaining it. But right now, you got GMs and scouts that are saying, are you serious? I mean, you know, the CBA took away contact and practice so that we're not hitting each other. So now these teams are doing more joint practices, but those aren't full contact. And that's what you need. You need to see these guys playing football. I mean, we're even talking about how bad, you know, LaFleur admitted he had 24 missed tackles for over 100 yards, negative yards last week against the Texans. Mm-hmm. And it's usually the younger players that aren't used to the speed of the game, and they've got to, you know, pick it up. But even the veterans, you know, like Dean Lowry, talking to him the other day, defensive end now, he's talking about, yeah, it's going to be good to actually hit people and bring them to the ground and remember how to do this, and that's what you want to do, at least for a quarter or two, three or four series, to feel good about, okay, I'm getting my football body back, or if you miss, hey, the game doesn't count, and now you know how much more you got to do before you got to do it for live bullets when you take on the Bears in a couple of weeks on a Thursday night.
And Mike, granted it's preseason, should we be worried tonight? Because the defense had a hard time wrapping up Joe Webb last week, and now they're facing off against Lamar Jackson tonight here in the first quarter.
Tremendous athletic quarterback. The kid that they took with the first round pick 2 years ago out of Louisville, and he knows that he's got to work on his passing accuracy in his second season. And can he take the next step like Patrick Mahomes did or Carson Wentz?
Making great passes, you know, trying to catch my receivers in stride. I'm trying to score a lot of touchdowns this year, you know, finishing in the red zone because we'll drive the ball downfield and won't finish. So that was a big key for me this year.
So Lamar will play some. They beat the Jaguars last week, 29-0. RG3 is on their depth chart. Joe Callahan, the former Packers backup, got picked up by the Ravens, so they're giving him a look. And then tonight, Rodgers will probably play the first quarter, maybe two or three series. You know, Aaron Rodgers has not played more than six series in the last 3 years in the preseason.
Wow.
So if he plays two or three series tonight, that'll tie what he's done over the last 3 years because of the McCarthy era and the playbook and coming back from injury, those kinds of situations. DeShone Kizer, he's got to take the next step. I mean, he's got such athleticism. He just doesn't seem to be able to light the fire like Tim Boyle does, and maybe they'll flip those two guys. If not tonight, next week, maybe Boyle will get the earlier snaps in the game. Yet I'm still not confident that Boyle is the guy who necessarily could be like Matt Flynn and win games in the regular seasons, you know, should Rodgers go down again. He's pretty strong. He's a pretty smart kid. But he just seems to be able to light the offense, just to spark it a little bit more than Kizer has so far.
Mike, thanks a lot. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike. That was Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ooh, I had to sneeze there. Sorry, Kev. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.